Hello.
Hi, good morning. My name is Portia. I'm returning a call from customer support. How can I help you?
Yes, I am calling because there was a charge on my banking from a limit fitness or something like that. And I called my bank and they gave me your guys' number. And I called earlier today and spoke with some Paula ladies. And she told me that I needed to have a three-way conversation with my banking institution to get a percentage of my $67 back. And I'm like, I didn't even know we did three-way calling anymore. So I told her I would have to call her back because I need to talk to my bank. And I call my bank, and they're like, no, that is not, no, that's not true. They said, call them back and have them refund your money. She says, we turned your card off, which this is where I'm at now. I just came back from the bank because I had to get a new card. She says, it froze my other one. And she says, but call them back and get your money back. So I've been trying to call numerous times, and of course, now no one answers. So I had to do the thing where you call me, give them my number.
Okay, let me get your zip code so we can see what's going on with your account.
Okay, it's 49347.
Okay, thank you for that. And then can I get your first and last name?
Raquel Miller.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Raquel. Can you verify your address for security purposes?
Yes, 2059 Sunshine Drive, Apartment B, Truefront, Michigan, 49347.
Okay, thank you for that. Bear with me while my system loads up so I can see exactly what's going on here.
Okay, hopefully I won't lose you.
I know, right? Though I think that it displays, I should be able to call you back though. Yeah, I should be able to give you a call back. It should be
I'm
okay.
in Michigan and it's snowing like crazy.
Say what?
Yeah.
Oh my, you
Wait,
know,
snow
I'm.
along the branches. It's really pretty.
I'm a, like well, what you would call, I guess, like a permanent snowbird then, because I couldn't even imagine.
It's really beautiful. I think it's the second snow day we've had. Michigan's very pretty, though. It's just like a
It
calendar.
is. It is, though. I can't lie with that. I do love it. I just don't really miss the cold weather up there. Oh, let's see here. Okay, I see a tactical bag from 11-9.
What she was telling me, a bag, and that there's a $200 voucher that was sent to my email, and that there's a 40% cat or refund I can get back out of my money. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about because I'm having a hard time knowing this. And that she needed a three-way call. So.
Right, exactly. Okay, you know what? I'm gonna place you on a brief hold. I'm gonna look into this just a little bit deeper because we might not even have to do all the extra footwork. So just give me one moment. I'm gonna place you on brief hold, okay? All righty. Hello, ma'am.
Hello.
Hello, yes. Okay, so it looks like did you disputed this with your bank, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so because I reviewed the account and it shows that the account is in basically what they call a chargeback status. This normally occurs after a dispute has been filed with your financial institution, decision regarding the validity of the dispute. And unfortunately, due to the chargeback on the account, I am unable to make any changes or issue any type of a refund. So basically, like, if you can't be on a three-way call, then the bank themselves will have to call us back and we will have to speak to them because there's nothing more that I can do. The account is canceled. And you're going to have to call them back and tell them that they have to actually reach out to us at this point because I can't touch the account at all. It's in like a frozen kind of status, if you will.
So what is this? I mean, I don't understand. What is this? You told me a bag was going to get sent to
okay,
me on a Wednesday.
Okay, so what it was you pay for shipping and handling on a tactical bag, and what it did was it automatically enrolled you into, like, this online website where you can shop at using vouchers, and if you didn't cancel that membership to receive those vouchers within 7 days, it was going to automatically do a reoccurring charge onto your card for $67.32 every single month until you canceled it out. So,
So with me calling, because you said this happened on November 9th.
Yes, ma'am.
Today's the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
So I shouldn't have gotten charged if I called and canceled something
okay.
I didn't even do.
Yes, ma'am.
Because it hasn't been 7 days.
Let me double check. Let's see. It's for the tactical bag. Okay, let's see how that one works exactly.
I mean, I had to call my bank and have to dispute it because I don't understand a charge that
mm-hmm.
I didn't do.
They have got to do this a better way. So, let's see. Oh, God. Okay, so here in the terms and conditions on the website itself, it says that in addition to this, the shipping and the handling I'm paying now, I understand and agree to the following. By clicking the order now button, I will immediately be charged only shipping and handling to ship my free tactical bag, which is a welcoming gift for joining the Customer Direct Savings Store. I will also be charged $67.32 for my first month of membership within the next 48 hours. That's where
what?
They get you. Yeah, they only give you two. That's unrealistic. But they only give you 2 days to decide if you want to opt out of this membership or not. And if you even get so much as 60 seconds into those 2 days, it's going to automatically charge that card, and I'm so sorry that you did not see that fine print on their website. It's definitely there. They just leave a number to call if you wanted to, but other than that, yeah, they do leave the cancellation number for you to call to get it off of there, and they will continue to do that until you say otherwise, all while giving you a $125 gift card to use on their online website.
Why would they give me $125 for something I didn't even agree to? What is this technical bag they're sending?
Right, the tactical bag. Let's see.
And am I going to get charged for a technical bag?
Well, no. So it shows the Hero by the fitness app on here as well. Priority Express shipping, a warranty, and a survival bracelet. Yeah, all
did
of that.
Get shipped to my house?
Let me see. I'm going to check and check and see if anything made it there yet or if it's on its way. See what's going on here. Because if it gives me a tracking number, that pretty much means that it is going to ship it. That is actually supposed to be to you tomorrow. That, what am I looking at right now? This is the survival bracelet that you paid $10 for, $9.97. That will be arriving to you tomorrow by no later than 8 p.m. And then, let's see, this bag. What is with this bag? Is there a... So, let me see if it's in here then. Oh, yeah, okay. Got a tracking number. Let's see, when is this one supposed to come? Oh. Yes. Let's see. It's giving me the same tracking number, isn't it? Yep. Okay, so that those items are supposed to come to you tomorrow, November 16th, by no later than 8 p.m. That is for a tactical bag, a survival bracelet, and a fitness app.
Fitness app.
Mm-hmm. Now, what I can do is I can get your membership canceled so that it's not going to continue to charge your card any further going forward. It will be exactly what has been.
I thought I did with the first lady I spoke to.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
Trying to get me to do a call. I'm like, what?
Right, completely understand.
No.
I mean, well, technically, let me see here. Oh, yeah. Okay, so it is canceled. And that's exactly what was happening. So she did do her job. She did cancel it for you. You are all set on the cancelization. As far as seeking out that refund for that $67, that would be on the bank to call us back to talk to us because the account won't let us do any refund action on it until because it's in chargeback status, so until they spoke to the bank, which would be out of my hands anyway, because I'm not on that that level. But I'm guessing that when they call back, that's when they would speak to the supervisor and they do their thing, and then they would get you your refund issue. But as far as anything else goes, they're not going to they're definitely not going to charge a card anymore.
Yeah, well, they can anyways because that card's canceled.
Yes, ma'am. I would have did the same thing. So. Reach back out to the bank again and inform them that because of the dispute that we can't do anything further with the account. It is canceled, but we can't get the refund issued to you without speaking to them.
Okay.
So it doesn't necessarily have to be a three-way call. They can call us back themselves, or if it makes you more comfortable to hear what's being said, then you can initiate that three-way call then.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. I'm sorry I couldn't be of further assistance, but I hope that did help you a little bit.
You did. Thank you.
All right. Happy holidays.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.